Today's Daily Breath is supported by Fleur. Fleur makes great-smelling, clean, and sustainable fragrances. Moving in the direction of metahuman from human. Today's principle: the appearance of the body and the world are activities in consciousness. So, let's use a word for that. They are verbs, they are not nouns. Why do I say that? Because everything that you see is constantly changing, including your own body. Everything that you experience is constantly changing, including your own mind, thoughts, feelings, emotions, imagination. So anything that's constantly changing, let's call that a verb. Anything that actually stands still, let's call that a noun. But I want to warn you that nouns actually don't exist in the world. They're conventions of language. So even though you think something is an object, let's say a chair, the chair is made of atoms and molecules, which are made of particles that are moving at lightning speeds through huge empty spaces. And even the particles are fluctuations of what we call probability waves in a huge emptiness. So emptiness, which is the fundamental ground of all existence, is fluctuating as the objects of experience. And even though some objects look like they're never changing, but they are actually. Everything is subject to decay. Anything that's material is subject to decay. Sometimes the decay happens very fast. Sometimes it takes thousands of years. But the point is, anything that is changing is not a noun. It's a verb. It's an activity. And therefore, the appearance of your physical body and the world are activities, verbs, not nouns, constantly and rapidly changing as appearance and disappearance. When you enter a room or go to work or take a stroll outdoors, the objects you see appear to be fixed and stable. But they're not. Your brain is constantly trying to keep the illusion of stability going. Your brain is constantly giving meaning and substance to that which has no substance whatsoever, a flickering sensation. So your brain is constantly trying to keep the illusion of stability. Your five senses cooperate by turning photons into pictures and air vibrations into recognizable sounds. We agree on which vibration of the atmosphere we should call this particular sound: apple, tree, hand, universe. When I say these words, all they are is sounds. But we gave them meaning. We gave them meaning, and then that was a construct, and that ultimately became a story. And that ultimately became our reality. So in other words, you as consciousness are making the world. You as consciousness are creating everyday reality. An ever-changing, endless process is taking place in your awareness. Therefore, the outer world is ever-changing. It's an endless process wearing the disguise of fixed, stable objects, including your own body, by the way. Your own body is changing, but when you look at it right now. Look away and look at it again. It looks the same body, but actually it isn't. It's changing. Okay, it's a fluctuating, evanescent experience. When we wake up to true reality, which is what I mean by metahuman, you see past the mask of matter. And you realize that matter is not made out of matter. That matter is not material. Matter is a human construct for a fluctuating experience. And this is how you reconnect with the creative process that makes the entire universe. Look at a photo of a friend. Look at a photo of a family member or a celebrity. Now turn it upside down and you'll notice that you cannot recognize the face anymore. How does change acquire the illusion of stability and non-change? It acquires because we have given meaning and constructs to changing evanescent snapshots of experience. Remember, when we say mind, body, and universe, they're all actually snapshots of experience that come together to create meaning and purpose and visibility and experience to essentially that which is invisible. The invisible morphs itself into the visible. And if we don't recognize that even the visible is a moving, evanescent experience given form by you through meaning and construct, when we don't realize that, we actually think of ourselves as body and mind having the experience of the world. Body and mind having the experience of the world. So we think, when we normally think of who am I, we think of I'm my body and I'm my mind experiencing a world. But actually, here's an insight. Your body and mind are also experiences in the same way as the world is. How do we know that? Well, you can observe an image. You can observe a thought. You can observe a feeling. You can observe a sensation in the same way as you can observe the Empire State Building. In the same way as you can observe the Milky Way galaxy. Your mind, your body, and the Milky Way galaxy and the Empire State Building are all appearances in you. And you are not an object that can be perceived. The very act of perceiving means that you're not that which you perceive. As simple as that. Before we continue, today's Daily Breath is supported by Fleur. Fleur makes great-smelling, clean, and sustainable fragrances. Go to fleur.com today and use promo code DAILYBREATH to get 20% off your first custom Fleur sample set. Pick 3 scents to try and get credit towards a full-size bottle. That's promo code DAILYBREATH at fleur.com. to get your first 3 Fleur fragrance samples at 20% off. When you recognize that, you also will recognize, and I hope you're beginning to recognize as we go through this very slowly and sequentially, that in every act of perception and its interpretation, you are creating the world. And that world includes that which we call the physical body, along with the mind that goes with it. Tomorrow, we'll continue, my friends.